Well, we have a special guest joining us live on KKCQ this morning. We talked on our community calendar about that Life Matters event coming up at the McIntosh Community Center on Wednesday, April 19th. The guest speaker from Apple Valley, Minnesota, Beth Burris. And we're happy to have Beth join us this morning live on the radio. Beth, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you, Tom. It's just great to be able to be here and visit with you and just talk a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Yeah, you're speaking at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a taco and a bag meal and a coloring contest at 6 o'clock. And then you'll be speaking at 7 o'clock. And Beth, as a high school student, I understand you found yourself in some life-altering circumstances. And you're going to talk about that, right?
Yes, I am. I did. That's part of my story. And so a couple pregnancies in high school. And the second one, I chose abortion. And it just led me into 45 years of bondage, and it was my secret that nobody knew about. And so it was just, oh, maybe a few years ago that I finally came free of that and received the healing that I so desperately needed. The effects of that abortion affected every area of my life and decisions that I made, and it was quite the bondage. So I love sharing my story. It's kind of a different angle when we talk about the pro-life conversation. And it's coming from the point of view, not always from the baby, although they are the victims, but how also the mothers and the fathers suffer also from abortion. So I'm looking forward to sharing that story with everyone at this Life Matters event. I also like to speak a lot about the pro-abundant life. It's what Roland Warren talks about a lot in the CareNet, and CareNet is an association that, or an organization that runs several thousands of pregnancy centers across the entire world. But it's not just anti-abortion that we're talking about here. We'd all love to end abortion, absolutely. But what we're talking about is pro-life and pro-abundant life. And like it says in the flyer for the event that's coming up, that's all stages of life. That's babies, that's in the middle, that's elderly. It's just that people could have the abundant life and not just live. So, yeah, that's a little bit about what this is going to be and my journey through that and sharing that, and just hoping that it may help others share their story, that it's a safe place. We kind of are this, I like to call middle of divide, where those of us that have had abortions, we feel like there's no place to go. We can't really share our emotions and our bondage with the pro-choice camp because they don't want to hear any emotional trauma that has been associated with abortion, but we're also afraid to go to pro-life advocates at times for fear of judgment and shame. So we're kind of stuck and just keep this secret that nobody knows about. So by sharing my story, I just really hope that it will share or encourage others that it's a safe place to come and they can share those as well.
Now, Beth, I'm guessing you've shared your story to several people up to this point.
I have. The first time was actually at my church, and that was probably the hardest because they knew me so well, but they didn't know this part of my story. And I've shared at a pregnancy resource center banquet, but then also individually with people. And because of this walk, it birthed the ministry at our church, Hem of His Garment, that we started. I started with a friend of mine, someone from our church. And Hem of His Garment ministry is a ministry that reaches out to women that are trapped in shame. And it's not just the shame of abortion. At our group meetings that we've had, it's just covered a multitude of shame that women have not felt free to talk about, or we haven't talked about in our churches so much, whether it's sexual abuse, abortion, divorce, addiction. And if you can't talk about it at your church, where are you going to go? So So I kind of birthed hem of his garment, and that has given me opportunities to share my own story then in shame and to hear their stories. So it's just been a really positive thing. Also, we just started the first ever chapter, Save One. And Save One is a pro-life chapter organization, that is out of Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, and they have chapters all over the world. It's an international organization. They just started a new one, just opened in Africa. They've had a few there. But there were no Save One chapters in Minnesota. And when I saw that, it broke my heart because we have some of the most liberal abortion laws here in our state. So we have started now a chapter called Save One in Minnesota. And it's just a real dream of mine and of ours that there will be more of these chapters that will open throughout our state here in Minnesota as our battle for life continues.
And Beth, as you say, you're sharing the viewpoint not only of the mother, but of the father as well, mm-hmm. you know, physically and emotionally. Yes. There are so many different aspects to this.
There is. And the father is the one that often has, in the past, in the years, has just been looked over. Nobody has really considered what the father has gone through, whether that's, there's two types of fathers out there. There's the father that encouraged his partner at the time to have that abortion because they didn't want the responsibility of the having this child. Or there's the father that really, really wanted to have that child and be the father, but that decision was taken away from him because he has no rights over that child of his. And we have an abortion Save One group going on right now. And I've always thought of this group as for women, but I've been praying for God would send forth a father so that a men's group could start. And a young man in his 30s stepped up and really wanted to go through my group. And I'm like, oh, this is just for women. But after talking to the other women and knowing this man, we're like, okay, he can be a part of our group. And it's just brought such an amazing perspective to the group, and then now he will be going forward in Lakeville, Minnesota after we're done with this group, and he will be starting a group for men because they are out there and nobody's listening to their voice, and they have a voice in this, and they too need to be brought healing. So that's a really excited angle for the pro-life movement that the men are now also the fathers mm-hmm. starting to be recognized as victims.
That's fantastic. Anything mm-hmm. else you'd like to share before we wrap up, Beth?
Well, I would just really love to encourage people to come out on Wednesday night for the Life Matters event. It doesn't matter what side you are on in this whole pro-life conversation, and we hear so much of it lately. I would just love to have you come out. I'd love to meet you and share my story and my experience with that. Maybe you are like me if you're listening and you've had that abortion and you've never felt like there's anyone to come to. Just come. It's just going to be a really fun time. It's for the entire family. So like you said, 6 p.m. tacos in a bag, 7 p.m. I'll be sharing my story. It's for families. It's for teens. There'll be youth groups that have been invited, which I love the fact that youth would be also hearing this because they're just so hearing so much of that subject right now. And it's like it says on the flyer, it's encouraging each other in the stages of life. So just come on out. I'd love to meet you.
Well, Beth, it's been a pleasure chatting with you on KKCQ. I hope you have a safe trip up to McIntosh. It's Wednesday, April 19th at the McIntosh Community Center. And Beth, thanks for your time again. And again, have a safe trip. And hopefully we'll have a chance to chat again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Tom, so much. I appreciate it.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Yep, you have a good day. Yeah, Beth Burris, again, will be speaking at the McIntosh Community Center. It's a Life Matters event. And a taco and a bag meal and coloring contest for the kids at 6 o'clock. And then Beth will share her story at 7 o'clock this Wednesday evening, April 19th, at the McIntosh Community Center in downtown McIntosh. Again, sponsored by Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life, local chapter number 45.